Restless leg syndrome is characterized by the association of an unpleasant sensation such as streaming or burning and accompanied by an urgent need to move. The symptoms are increased in the evening and favored by immobility and relieved by movement. This syndrome described by Willis in 1672. François Boissier Sauvage de la Croix in the 18th century and by Ekbom in 1945 is characterized by an overall prevalence of around 7–11%. Moderate or severe syndromes affect about 2% of the population. The data collected in the context of Social Security healthcare checkup mainly retain the syndromes for which a complaint is clearly expressed, severe. The distribution of patients conforms to what is usually described in terms of sex ratio, 2/3 for women, and 1/3 for men, or age with an increase in prevalence as a function of age then a reduction. In the latter among the oldest. We were interested on the one hand in the relation existing between the expression of a complaint in connection with the sleep and the presence of restless leg syndrome and on the other hand in the relation existing between the painful complaints concerning the spine, cervical, dorsal, lumbar, and the expression of a complaint related to the existence of restless leg syndrome. The results show a significant association between the existence of a complaint of poor sleep and restless leg syndrome and also of a complaint of poor sleep and the presence of back and lumbar pain. No significant link has been reported between the notion of a complaint of poor sleep and neck pain. Looking specifically at the complaint of restlessness and spinal pain, a significant link was found between the presence of neck pain and restless leg syndrome, while no link was identified with back and lumbar pain. These results are in agreement with the hypotheses establishing a link between complaint relating to restless leg syndrome of the lower limbs and upper cervical origin as reported in the literature.